Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and welcome to Burning Man Bootcamp Week 2. Today we're talking about the 10 principles. The 10 principles of Burning Man were not created when Burning Man was created. Burning Man started 86, and the principles did not exist until 2004. I think this is very significant. In 2004, as the regional network was starting to throw events, they were struggling with explaining to these communities what they were doing. Was it a festival? No. Was it a music thing? No. Was it an art festival? No. Well, what is it? And so Larry Harvey went off on a little personal retreat and wrote these principles down. And what he did was observe what were the facets of the community that made it what it was. So the 10 principles are not rules that were given to be enforced. They were observations of what the community was already doing. So he put together, wrote down 9 principles and presented them to the rest of the Burning Man organization. And they said immediately, wait, 9? Come on. 10. You gotta have 10. You know, tablets, commandments, 10. Sounds good, 10. And so he went away and returned with immediacy as the principle number 10. So what I want to do is go through the principles. And first, a lot of people don't even know that there is, within each principle, there is a little bit of text to explain it. Not that much, but a little bit of text. And then I'll explain my perception of that principle and why I think it's significant and what it means. I have much more to say about some of them than others, but they're all significant. Of note, sometimes they're complementary and sometimes they're contradictory. That's by design. These principles are not intended to be a solemn law that we follow. It's meant to be these concepts and ideals that we think about and interpret as we move forward as a community. So don't get caught up on them. Chew on them. Maybe if it tastes a little funny, spit it out for a while. Chew on it some more. Season to taste, and then pass it through your body. But I'm getting ahead of myself. If you have these principles and you follow them, you are then given the freedom for a massive amount of diversity of behavior. Pure anarchy, it gets a little dangerous and maybe reckless. But if you follow the 10 principles and then still follow your impulses within the 10 principles, you can follow hedonism. You can follow these crazy impulses and still know that you are being productive. You are still being contributing to this community and the world. And I think that's an incredibly liberating reminder of the construct of the principles is so that you can then be free and know that you are not a burden on anyone else. Technically, the principles do not have numbers, but I will go through them in the order that they are listed on the website and the survival guide. The first principle I would like to discuss is radical inclusion. The official text that goes with radical inclusion is, anyone may be a part of Burning Man. We welcome and respect the stranger. No prerequisites exist for participation in our community. Pre-Burning Man, there was an organization called the Cacophony Society, and a lot of the principles are direct descendants of guidelines or principles of the Cacophony Society. Cacophony Society had one of their founding ideas is, you may already be a member. And so radical inclusion is that idea that you are welcome here. This is sometimes challenged because due to the resources required to go to Burning Man, clearly not everyone can go. We have a scarcity problem with tickets. Clearly not everybody can go. That's not what it means to me. Radical inclusion means that anybody may go. Anybody is welcome. There is no ideology that is not acceptable. There is no socioeconomic type. There is no skin color. There is no artistic school of thought. There's no type of art. You don't have to have good art or bad art. The There's no definition of the kind of person, their expression, their beliefs that is welcome. You can be a hardcore Republican politician. You can be a jock athlete frat guy. You can be anything, anyone, as long as you're willing to participate, follow the 10 principles, and help make a part of Burning Man be what it is. Next one on the list is gifting. Gifting is the principle that has changed my life the most. This is what it says officially. Burning Man is devoted to acts of gift giving. The value of a gift is unconditional. Gifting does not contemplate a return or an exchange for something of equal value. It took me a number of years to really understand gifting. When I first heard it, I thought, barter. There's no money there, so we just trade stuff, right? But it's quite different than barter. A barter situation is a transactional situation, just like the world around us. Whether we're exchanging currency for goods and services, or that we're exchanging goods and services for goods and services, it's still transactional. You're still saying, I have something of the value one, and you have something of the value one. If we exchange them, plus one, minus one, hopefully it's pretty much zeroed out. The ledger is even. Gifting blows that apart because it's more like like what happens on Christmas morning when you get an awesome gift for a little kid and they open it up, yay, plus one. You see their joy and it makes you happy, plus one. Plus one, plus one, plus two. And that changes everything. It's not transactional. You start to seek out opportunities to gift, not for anything in return, but simply to enhance someone else's experience, to make them happier, to ease their burden. And in doing so, make yourself feel better. Plus one, plus one. This dramatically changed my life because I used to think that you did things of service in the world to pay the debt of all your blessings. But with a gifting mentality, you seek out opportunities to do good from a selfish reason, to feel better. You want to put all these plus ones in the world because it makes you feel better. Selfish service. Now, one of the things that's critical about gifting is that for it to really work in the magical way that it can, there has to be a positive experience with receiving. Too often people fall into the trap of hearing or receiving a gift and then feeling an obligation to return it. You say, hey, I got you this necklace. And someone goes, oh, I don't have anything to give you. And when you do that, you are robbing the other person of their plus one. They've now made you feel uncomfortable. Now you've got a minus one. Here, I was trying to do something good and make you feel good so I could feel good. And by you going, I can't accept that. Now you've made this awkwardness and gave me a minus one. For Burning Man to work, for gifting to work, you need to learn how to receive. You need to go, thank you. Maybe it's something you don't want. You can still say, wow, this is what a nice gesture. I don't have any place to put this, so why don't you keep it? But thank you. Plus one, plus one. That's very difficult for a lot of people, but I urge you to practice. Learning to receive allows this loop to happen, this flow of plus one, plus one, plus one, plus one, plus one, plus one. You can give a gift to another person by receiving their gift. The next one is decommodification. In order to preserve the spirit of gifting, our community seeks to create social environments that are unmediated by commercial sponsorships, transactions, or advertising. We stand ready to protect our culture from such exploitation. We resist the substitution of consumption for participatory experience. When people hear that I've been going to Burning Man for a long time, a common question is, how has it changed? And while there is a number of ways that it has, the significant conversation to me is how much it stayed the same. And I think a huge reason for that is because of the decommodification principle. There is no sponsorships. No one sees this magical place and figures, oh, how can I exploit this to help my company? How can I exploit this to sell more of this? How can I exploit this? How can I utilize this cool factor or this wow or the excitement that people are getting here? How can I then translate that into more purchasing power? And what the effect of that is that we are free within the confines of Black Rock City from that relentless messaging of our culture of marketing to us of, you need this, you need this, you're not enough, you need this, you need this, you're not enough, you need this, you need this, you're not enough. In the default world, someone walks up to me, I assume they want to sell me something, they want my signature. On a lucky day, maybe they want in my pants. But people don't just walk up to you generally because for no reason or because for a good reason. They've got an angle. But in Black Rock City, because you have this decommodified safe zone, someone walks up to you, it's because they think you look interesting, or they want to give you something, or they want to perform for you. The significant difference of being able to receive another person's energy without your anti-marketing fence up, your wall, paves the way for so many magical connections. You may be new to Burning Man and you think that it's a great place to do a photo shoot for your jewelry or whatever. Please don't do that. Don't let anything about the commodified world affect the way you act or think at Burning Man. It doesn't mean like if someone, you can't tell somebody what you do for a living. It means don't go and try to attend workshops that are in your field and hand out cards hoping to get prospects. There's nothing about decommodification that is anti-commerce or that means we need to try to prepare for Burning Man without using money or anything like that. It is about protecting the space of Burning Man and making that experience one free from commodified experiences and interactions. Radical self-reliance. Burning Man encourages the individual to discover, exercise, and rely on his or her inner resources. This is a big one in trying to help people understand the difference between a music festival and Black Rock City in a Burning Man experience. Radical self-reliance means there's no vendors. It means you need to bring what you need. You need to bring your water, you need to bring your food, you need to bring your sunscreen, you need to bring your shade, you need to bring everything you need. And even if you are in a theme camp situation, let's say you are expecting that someone is gonna have a meal plan for you. If you show up for dinner and you miss the meal or their propane doesn't work or there's a windstorm and you can't be like, where's my food? It means, well, good thing I brought some granola bars because I have to be radically self-reliant. I need to be able to take care of myself. And when you get through it all, you are a better person. You are stronger. Next one is radical self-expression. Radical self-expression arises from the unique gifts of the individual. No one other than the individual or a collaborating group can determine its content. It is offered as a gift to others. In this spirit, the giver should respect the rights and liberties of the recipient. Your self-expression can manifest in any way as long as it follows the other principles and as long as it respects the rights and liberties of the recipient. But radical self-expression is such a profound thing in a culture where we are often shamed and judged. And we grow up in this world where we're allowed to be creative and express ourselves and paint and draw and play until we get to a certain age. And then we start to get judged on, are you good enough at this to make a living at it? And if not, you are encouraged to put your energies into a trade, into school, into things that will contribute to your career. You are relegated to a consumer, and the art is given to the creatives. And then you consume and you purchase art from those who are recording songs and stuff. And historically, human beings have not been separated into consumers and creators. Everyone is a creator. Everyone makes things. And there's something deeply damaging to the human spirit to stop creating and to stop seeing themselves as an artist. Burning Man encourages everyone to see themselves as an artist. It doesn't mean you paint or sculpt or dance. It means that you see your choices, your behavior as a authentic expression of who you are. And when you start to act from that way, you are expressing art. You are radically self-expressing. And the gifts that you give to the world, that is your purpose, that radical self-expression. And it's hard to overstate how powerful it can be to be around tens of thousands of people who are radically self-expressing and seeing examples of artistic expression that's outside of anything you've ever seen before. You're like, oh, I could do that. Well, wait a minute. How come I want to jump into that parade or suddenly be a puppeteer here? Letting that stuff out allows you to be the medicine that the world needs. You play your part. You are the cell in this cosmic organism, not being trying to be another cell, being you. And when you get to do that, it is so appreciated. Now, it doesn't mean what you create is enjoyed by everyone. Radical self-expression means that you could decide to sing a song that is not what I want to hear. It doesn't mean I'm going to like it. It means I'm going to respect you for being authentic about it. I like to say, hey, I might not join you, but I will definitely hold your coat while you do whatever you're going to do. Next is communal effort. Our community values creative cooperation and collaboration. We strive to produce, promote, and protect social networks, public spaces, works of art, and methods of communication that support such interaction. And that's really about that we do this together. This experiment, this city, is one of collaboration. Built into it is that. There is the lines and the divisions between camps and campgrounds and people is very blurry. And you are welcome to interact and collaborate and own far more than just your experience here. It is a collaborative experience and a communal one. Civic responsibility. We value civil society. Community members who organize events should assume responsibility for public welfare and endeavor to communicate civic responsibilities to participants. They must also assume responsibility for conducting events in accordance with local, state, and federal laws. So this is not an isolated petri dish to blow things up at the expense of others. This is, we want you to be as crazy as possible and as much as possible while honoring the social contract that we have for each other, while obeying the law, while maintaining an environment that is not destructive or detrimental to culture outside or within or neighborly. So if you can keep a handle on your civic responsibility, it frees you to explore in whatever direction you choose. Leaving no trace. Notice it's leaving no trace. Did you know that? Did you know the principle is leaving no trace and not leave no trace? I'm learning so much. Our community respects the environment. We are committed to leaving no physical trace of our activities wherever we gather. We clean up after ourselves and endeavor, whenever possible, to leave such places in a better state than when we found them. Again, this is a beautiful one as far as giving us some constraints so that we can be free. We can burn stuff as long as we protect the desert floor that we're burning things on. We can do whatever we're going to do as long as we make sure that we put things back the way we found it. What leaving no trace means is that we leave it exactly like we found it. So we want to avoid matter out of place. You'll hear the term MOOP often. MOOP, matter out of place. And that means, I initially thought, well, it's fine if I'm eating an apple to throw the core out because it's natural, right? It's going to decompose. No. An apple core is out of place. Everything that you brought there needs to return with you. So if you're putting together outfits, for example, you want to avoid anything that might shed, a feather that might come off, a sequin that might come off, glitter. Pieces of glitter count as MOOP. Anything, ashes, everything needs to return with you. And again, by following that, we are given a whole bunch of freedom. And if we can extend that as a philosophy into our lives in the default world, it allows us to venture into lifestyles of sustainability. And clearly important paths of default world living. Participation. Our community is committed to a radically participatory ethic. We believe that transformative change, whether in the individual or in society, can occur only through the medium of deeply personal participation. We achieve being through doing. Everyone is invited to work. Everyone is invited to play. We make the world real through actions that open the heart. This is what makes the magic. Burning Man is participants only, no spectators. Burning Man is not something on your bucket list that you go to check out. You go to Burning Man to be a part of Burning Man, to participate, to help make it what it is. Everyone is responsible. Everyone owns it. Everyone is the janitor. Everyone is the host. Everyone is the entertainer. Everyone is the audience. I heard once that the magic equation is that Burning Man takes the stage and the audience and just brings everybody up on the stage. There are people that you will interact with that will have authority roles or will be doing things, but they are not in a different level than you are. They have simply stepped up to volunteer and help out in certain areas. And you, as soon as you get your bearings, are welcome to be a part of making this a better experience. It also means that so much of the gifts that theme camps and artists bring to Burning Man are intended for you to interact with. To climb a sculpture, to come in and play a game, to get up on stage and sing. This is not a receiving consumer experience. Don't come with a camera and the idea to take some rad pictures. You are going to be part of the entertainment. This is not a zoo, you check out the animals, you're one of the animals. And we can't wait to have you there. It only works when everybody contributes their truth, their authentic truth. It may not be a huge sculpture, it may be. It may not be a fire-infused dramatic dance, it may be. It may be you telling a story that means something to you in a dark, deep part of the playa to someone that needs to hear it. That's participation too. Immediacy. Immediate experience is, in many ways, the most important touchstone of value in our culture. We seek to overcome barriers that stand between us and a recognition of our inner selves, the reality of those around us, participation in society, and contact with a natural world exceeding human powers. No idea can substitute for this experience. Over the years, the power and importance of the immediacy principle has grown, I think. In the early days, you know, most people were not, nobody had a smartphone. People were not nearly attached to their phones. And there was no cell phone service at Burning Man. And even in the world, you know, people were not living in phone culture and connection and screen time. But we live in a world now where it takes a degree of discipline to be present. So at Burning Man, it's baked into our very principles, be present. Be where you are, be here now, be with the people, be with the art, be with nature, be there. Don't get caught up in the schedule of later. Don't get caught up in what's going on back home or your clicks on your Instagram or whatever your patterns of non-immediacy have infiltrated your brain. I'm guilty too. But when we're there, really honor this incredible gift of a city where immediacy is valued. And that means if you are on your way someplace and somebody says, hey, you want a piece of pizza? Instead of going, I need to get back to camp because, oh, I don't need to get back to camp. Pizza sounds great. Or, normally I wouldn't have Jack Daniels for breakfast, but immediacy, right? And when you start to fall into this immediacy and trust your intuition a little bit more, magical things happen. Look, your GPS, you put an address, it takes you exactly where you're going. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't accidentally put you down a street that puts you in front of this incredible live music or crossing paths with the most beautiful person you've ever seen or hearing a lecture with the words that you just needed to hear. The happy accidents, the maybe divinely inspired accidents, we're starting to use the technology to filter those out of our lives. Immediacy encourages you to trust that magic and you will be blown away. Okay, that's 10. Now, some people are like, well, what about the 11th principle? There are some regional events that have embraced the idea of an 11th principle. And it's not the same event to event. The first time I heard 11th principle, it was talking about gratitude as the 11th principle. More recently, there's a movement of regionals and people that are embracing consent as the 11th principle. In Africa Burn, their 11th principle is, what is it? It's each one teach one. There is no official 11th principle. And my understanding from the organization is that they love the idea of regionals hand selecting or crafting whatever principle their region needs or what makes sense for them to add to their event. I also heard that Larry Harvey was once heard saying that if there is going to ever be an 11th principle, it's better be funny. I encourage everyone, as you learn the principles, to become an educator of them, and an educator with compassion. It does not serve the community to attack people who are either misunderstanding or slipping in whatever principle. Bringing poison and anger and judgment is just as bad as someone accidentally, you know, wearing something with feathers on it. Be a part of making Black Rock City better. This is participatory, and the principles are just guidelines. So don't use them as a stick to hit people. Use them as a light to guide us. I believe that these principles have the ability to change the world, certainly to change us. And as we get changed, we change the world. Black Rock City is the most powerful gathering of people in pursuit of these principles and the growth that they enable. And more and more and more of us are taking them into the world. If you would like assistance in being your burner self in the world, in integrating what you've learned and decompressing from the experience, after the burn, I'm going to be running a group, a training, a month training about decompression and integration that I highly encourage you to check out at decom.hugnation.com. Next week is going to be how to be a good burner, which is going to be about etiquette and in all different realms of etiquette, so you don't step on fingers or do the wrong thing or get accidentally shamed. And week four is going to be things to know about Black Rock City. List.hugnation.com will get you all of the four bootcamp videos. I love you, and I will see you at home.